My life is no longer mine, no longer mine. I live by you, for you.
I welcome everyone here to this service this morning. We have had an extensive time of testimonies, time of praise, extensive time also of worship. Very, very quickly, we shall look at the scripture in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, all the way to verse 13. The Lord's Prayer. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Somebody say aloud, amen. Very quickly this morning, the subject is the principles and purpose of prayer. The principles and the purpose of prayer, part two. Our objective this morning is to understand first the basic fundamentals of prayer. The basics. What are the basics about prayer? And number two, we are here to understand the purpose and the reason why we pray. The basic fundamentals of prayer, and then the reason, the purpose and the reason why we pray. There is a lot of misunderstandings about prayer, and there are various reasons why people pray. I'll give three of those reasons. I gave three in the first service. Why do people pray? Number one, some people pray to alleviate their fears. Most people will pray because there is something they are afraid of, to alleviate their fears. And once there is a fear in their life, they will pray. So prayer is more or less an expression of their fear instead of an expression of their faith in God. Not an expression of faith now, but an expression of fear. Something threatened them. Something confronted them. And then they prayed. Secondly, some people pray because they have a request to make or a need to meet. A request to make or a need to meet. In these people, prayer is not in their vocabulary until there is something they are afraid of or until there is a need to meet. And that is not what prayer is about. Thirdly, some people pray for conscience sake. Let it be that nobody will say, I don't know God. They just pray for the sake of conscience. Let it be that I have said my night prayers or my morning prayers. They pray maybe to be like someone else or to pray just to be reminded for conscience sake. These are not the reasons for prayer. The question is, what is prayer all about? What is prayer about? What is prayer about? Number one, prayer is about, not this, now I'm taking it different 8 points. I dealt with 8 points in the first service, and because of time, I won't go through that now. Number one, prayer is about the sharing of thought, feelings, and emotion between the Creator and the creature. The sharing of thought, feeling, and emotions in communion between the Creator and the creature. The place of prayer is the place where you come to share your thought, to share what you feel, to share your emotion in communion between you and your Maker. Very, very important. This is what is called communion. Lord, this is the situation with my life right now, and I just wanted to let you know. And also, God will share with you what He feels about you, what He feels about your nation, what He feels about your community. Our Father which art in heaven, Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 9, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. It is at this kind of time that God will share with you that He has a need for your life maybe. or that he's concerned about the state of Nigeria and he wants you to do something about it in prayer or whatever else. This is very important. Prayer is about the sharing of thought, feelings, emotions between the creator and the creature. Number two, prayer is about the giving of thanks, praise, and the worship. The giving of thanks, praise, and worship to the creator by the creature. The giving of praise, the giving of thanks, praise and worship to the creator by the creature. Hallowed be thy name. Psalm 100 and in verse 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Why do we give praise? Why do we give thanks? Psalm 150 and in verse 6, he said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. The fact that you woke up this morning and you woke up with your heart beating and your breath intact is a cause for praise. Psalm 3 and in verse 5, he said, I laid me down and I slept, for only you sustain me. Am I communicating? Thanks, praise, and worship. You know, it's possible to have food, but not to have the appetite to eat it. And it's possible to have a bed, but not to have the sleep to sleep on the bed. Am I communicating? It's possible to have a car, but not reach the destination. So whenever we are able to eat, and we are able to sleep, and we are able to walk, it is a cause for thanks. Prayer is about the giving of thanks. So if you spent 1 hour and all you are doing is thanking God, you didn't waste your time. If you spent 2 hours, all you are doing is praising and worshiping, it's a department of prayer. Number three, prayer is about aligning the earth with the command and control of heaven. Aligning the earth with the command and the control of heaven. Thy kingdom come means bring this earth into alignment. Let the things about my life and about my destiny align with how God wants it. Aligning the earth with the command and the control of heaven to ensure that the earth is not out of order. Your life is not out of control. To ensure that the forces of darkness are not running your life. The powers of hell are not running your life. You see the young man who testified just now. The powers of darkness said he should bring them money. Otherwise rain was going to fall on that occasion. That is, the earth was going to rebel against the order of God, how it should be. And they said it was going to rain from Monday to Monday. And it began to rain Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Burial was Friday. But by Wednesday was the last. Before the funeral. And then Thursday, the whole thing was dry. And weather was as clear as clarity. Then Friday was dry. And then to show the devil that it was not a mistake, the rain fell when everything had already happened. That is how to put the devil where he belongs. To align the earth and align the earth with the command and the control of heaven. That things around you should not go out of control. That things where you are shouldn't go out of control. Aligning the earth with the command and the control of heaven. I speak by prophecy to someone here today. Everything around your life that is currently rebelling against the authority of God, I decree they are brought under control in the name of Jesus. They are brought under control in the name of Jesus. They are brought under control in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Number four, prayer is about establishing the will and the plan of God in our lives and land. Establishing. If God wants it, it must be. And if God does not want it, it can't be. It is about establishing the will and the plan of God in our lives and in our land. In the first service, we saw that it was accessing the will. Now, after you have accessed the will, you establish the will. Establishing the will. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 to 15, the Bible said, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loud most amen. I gave a testimony in the first service of how we arrived at this place. God showed me a revelation in the night where I saw this location with a landmark as where the church should be, our base. We came around this place and they said, lands don't exist here. I mean, who told you you are able to find a land of even how many hectares in a place like this? You don't know this road? So we got land, hundreds of acres in other places. Other part of FCT, Nasarawa State, before Kefi side, on the road. We got lands there. If we can't get a big land within the city center, at least it's going to be like a campground sort of, so let's get in the outskirts. And then the Lord reminded me in the night, and he said, go back to where I showed you. What of where I showed you? He said to me, 1 square meter in his will is superior to so many hectares anywhere else. Say, yes, sir. So I called one of our guys here, seated right here, who is into properties. And I anointed him with oil. And I said, this is your walk. On your way to the airport road, when you come to so and so location, look right. Our land and property is in that place. Go look for it and let us have it. That was how he went. Before then, one or two other people said, sir, I saw a new dynamis location on the airport road by the right hand side. Big place. The glory there is much. Separate revelation. Beyond what I saw. One of our pastors. Another and another. And she too. And so I prayed, anointed him with oil, and I said, go and look for it and bring. And he went. Within 1 week he was back. And he said, I have found land somewhere. In fact, they have hundreds of hectares. And they are going to sell as much as we can buy. I said, let us go. And we came to the place. They showed several of the places. And we came here and I said, this is the one. How much is it? They mentioned the amount. No shaking. Jehovah is equal to the task. And he was able to purchase it for himself. Plenty zeros. At the place of prayer, you make the will of God happen. Irrespective of the forces that fight it. Irrespective of who is resisting it. Irrespective of what is working against it. If God wants it, no devil can stop it. And the will of God is in the word of God. Funny story. When my wife got pregnant for our first child, when she got pregnant for you. Take your seat. She began to trying to vomit. I said, what is this? She says, they call it a morning sickness. It's pregnancy. She says, it's normal for pregnant women to vomit. So I brought her my Bible. I said, can you help me, show me out of this scripture where it is written, when thou art pregnant, thou must vomit. She said, what kind of man is this? In her heart, she's just wondering, why is this not wickedness? I said, no challenge. If it is not written, why should we allow it? You can't even pity me. I say, calm down. If I pity you, we'll start this journey, we'll continue. This is pregnancy number one. Let's arrest it here. It was arrested. Am I communicating? Today I announce anything that is not the will of God in your life, I decree it is arrested. Every devil fighting the will of God in your life, that fight is over right now. I take authority over every ancestral curse, every generational curse, every witchcraft power, anything that is fighting the plan of God for your life, that fight is over right now. If you're a believer, shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. That was point number four. Prayer is about establishing the will of God in our lives and in our land. Number five, prayer is about accessing our inheritance in God. Everything that belongs to us in God, we gain access to them at the place of prayer. Prayer is about getting what belongs to us in God. Getting what belongs to us in God. Give us this day our daily bread. That is what it means. In Deuteronomy, in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20, verse 32. Acts of the Apostles 20:32, he said, and now brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among them, all them which are sanctified, to give you an inheritance. To give you an inheritance. Whatever belongs to you in God is accessible at the place of prayer. Divine health belongs to you. Divine direction belongs to you. Divine favor belongs to us. Peace, joy belongs to us. The anointing over the power of the enemy belongs to us. Whatever belongs to you in God, you take delivery of them at the place of prayer. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. I have seen the workings of God in my life. And I remember many years ago, I went to pray. My wife checked me in to a hotel and I was there for about 7 days. No food. In those days, maybe little water. After some days, sometime no water. And I said to God, people have a lot of problems. I don't want to stand before the people helpless without being able to help them. This one has marital problem. This one has problem with pregnancy. This one has problem with that or that. Help me, Lord. By the third day, into the fourth day, the Lord said to me, what you are asking me to do, I can do it. But will you be able to defend my glory? Because no man must touch my glory. Meaning, if I do it, will they praise me or they will praise you? He said, my glory I will not share with no man. I will not want anybody to touch my glory, and I will not want you to touch my glory, and I will not want anybody to touch the glory where you are. And I say, yes, sir. I can't touch your glory. After that encounter, God helped me to begin to see more people set free, more people delivered, more people, more yokes broken, barren wombs opening, and diverse things. Until yesterday, we got very powerful testimony of a woman from Kafanchan. Our pastor in Kafanchan met the man on the road while preaching. He said, "My wife, I have a problem, come to my house." And he came. He said, "We have been married for years, no child." And he prayed for the wife. And then in the night, the man saw the vision of me and told him, "Your trouble is over. Your battle is over. Your war is over. It is all over." And he woke up. And then his wife gave birth, got pregnant that October, and gave birth to the first child after 30 years of waiting, and at the age of 62. After 30 years of waiting at age 62. Are you following what I'm saying here? After 30 years of no child and giving birth to the first child at the age of 62 is grandmother. 62, giving birth for the first time. Today I announce to you at the place of prayer today, every embargo placed on your life is lifted. Anything the devil say you cannot achieve, in the name of Jesus, it shall be achieved by you. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Say the loud most amen. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Number seven. Prayer is about consecration, correction, and cleansing. Consecration, correction, and cleansing. It's not all about coming to make requests. And listen to what I'm about to say. At the place of prayer, you come before His Holiness, then you observe your filthiness. When you see His Holiness, then you acknowledge your filthiness. When you see His almightiness, then you notice your nothingness. Am I communicating? Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. In the book of Isaiah chapter 6, from verse 1 all the way to verse 6, Isaiah came into the temple of the Lord in the year King Uzziah died. And when he saw the almightiness of God, he saw His nothingness. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory." And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, "Woe is unto me, for I am undone. I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." When you see His Holiness, you must notice your filthiness. Anytime you see His almightiness, you will always experience your smallness. Am I communicating? How many of you know that cars look very big when you see them until you fly in the sky and you look at it from the aircraft? Then it becomes like matchbox. Car becomes like matchstick. Big, big, big buildings become like ants. The closer we get to God, the smaller things become. The more insignificant things become. Things can only be significant and big in our eyes if we are far from God. We can be powerful if we are far from God. We can claim to be very holy if we are far from God. But how many of you know that when, well, I don't know if I can use this illustration, but when white sheep is standing on pure white snow, you will notice blemishes on the sheep. Outside the snow, the sheep was a star. But it is standing on pure white background. The little spots you didn't notice before, they are magnified by the whiteness of the snow. That's what happens. I am sure that they can get this, the picture of such, maybe online and show us. We look so perfect until we get so close to God. And then God says, you talk too much. Then God says, you are too proud. You are too arrogant. He says, you are too bitter. You don't forgive on time. And then he begins to show you the things that were there that you never knew that were there. He begins to magnify them. Because the closer we get to God, the more, the deeper we see into ourselves. That is why when you are distance from prayer is closeness to danger. Did you hear what I'm just saying? When you are distant from the altar of prayer, you are near to danger. You are near to disaster. In the next 5 minutes, I should be true. That was point number 7. Finally, number 8. Really? Am I just going to number 7? Alright. Number 7. Prayer is about the neutralization and counteraction of enemy plans, plots, and devices. Neutralization and counteraction of enemy plans, plots, or devices. Lead us away from temptation. That was what he said. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 21. He said there are many devices in the heart of a man. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. It is about the nullification and counteraction of enemy plans, plots, and devices. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? A young man connected to this church was standing somewhere about to buy something. And he heard the voice of the Lord say, move away from here. And he just moved, just like this. And in a split second, a big trailer that failed its brake ran into where he just stepped off from. Lives were lost, but no hair from his head dropped. Am I communicating? I told you of this man. I mentioned his name some time ago. He was meant to fly to Mexico on a trip. And he began to pray in the spirit, Lord, should I go? Should I not go? He said he drove in America for about 19 hours. You know, you can drive from one end to another for hours, for days, in fact. And he was driving, and the more he prayed, the more he lost his peace about the journey. The more he prayed, Andrew Womack. The more he prayed, the more he lost his peace. And he called the people, he said, please, I cannot come for this journey. The people say, oh no, the ticket has been bought. Everything has been done. He said, I'm not sure. I can't come for this journey. You know what happened? That aircraft that he was to follow went as scheduled, but he was not on board. And the aircraft crashed with 123 people on board. None survived. At the place of prayer, he counteracted it. He neutralized it. That was why we had said many times, if it will crash, you will not enter. And if you have entered, it cannot crash. I prophesy to someone here today, in the name of Jesus, every danger packaged for you and packaged for your loved ones, I declare it is canceled. Every time you have the nudge to pray, please pray. Every time you have the burden to pray, please pray. Every time you have the nudge to fast, please fast. You don't know whether there is a danger around you or around your brother or around your sister or around your family member that needs to be cancelled. The place of prayer is a place for the nullification and the neutralization of plans and devices. And finally, the place of prayer. Prayer is a place of solutions and answers. Solutions and answers. Answers to what? Answers to questions of life. Solutions and answers to the problems and the questions of life is that place. Some are the questions you asked. Some are the questions you didn't ask. Questions you asked before can be answered now. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. He said, call unto me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things which you knew not. I see answers coming for somebody. I see answers coming for somebody. I see answers coming for somebody. If you are the person who is receiving the answers, shout the loudest, say amen. If you are that one receiving the answers now, shout the loudest, say amen. Conclusion. The same conclusion like the first one. Let prayer flow out of relationship and not out of mere requests or urgencies. Relationship with God must be intact before prayer can produce. How many of you, someone sees you on the road and he begins to just ask you and you don't know him from anywhere. Very, very difficult before you respond to him. Out of relationship with God, let the prayer flow. Number two, let prayer be an atmosphere. Not an incident. Pray without ceasing. Let prayer be an attitude, not just an act. An atmosphere. You live a life of prayer. An attitude. Carry the attitude of prayer, the climate. I said something in the first service. I said, if God does not recognize your voice, in times of peace, he will not respond to your voice in times of crisis. You are a stranger to God. He doesn't know you. Then suddenly you are at the point of death and say, oh God, say, who are you talking to? Am I communicating? Oh God, he said, who are you referring to? One day, Papa Yedigbo said, their car had a challenge. I think it failed brake or something and it was about to summer or something. And he said, his wife said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Say, no, don't call it twice. Don't call the name twice. Once is enough. Too rugged, based on revelation. Once is enough. And she said, Jesus, enough. Vehicle stopped. If he doesn't know your voice in times of peace, no matter how many times you shout it, in times of crisis, he may not respond. I was inside the vehicle that some assaulted 1988, deep in meditation, sitting on the front of the vehicle. Some assaulted. I noticed going up and the head hit just touching the roof of the car. I don't know how many times. But I said, Jesus! That was enough. By the time it was all settled, I am seated outside the car, and my load is seated beside me. And I sat there, laid down flat, and began to worship God. People are, this one died. So they're putting torchlight. Oh, this one is dead. And they are coming. And they put the torchlight on my face. Is this one dead? I said, no, this one is not dead. This one is alive. On that same road, a medical doktor, this is from Jos to Makurdi in Benue State. It's around Akwanga, the bends. A medical doktor from my place was passing with his car, came down to do rescue. And look at this. Oh, boss, use our vernacular. Oi, what are you doing here? What's happening? That was how he harvested me from the road. Went my way. Others had gone to hospital here and there. Went my way. Let him recognize your voice in times of peace. When you are not asking for anything. When you just say, you came to say, I just love you, Lord. I just want to worship you. I just want to honor you. No, what did you come for? Nothing, Lord. I just came to appreciate how mighty you are. How you have preserved my life. How you have kept me alive. How you have helped me. How you have given me peace. A good wife. Good children. All the things you have done for me. I am not asking for anything. So that when there is trouble, and you say, Lord, you say, speak on. I am here. Stand up on your feet. And you say, Lord, I don't know what the doctor is saying. He tells you, relax. The doctor can't say anything that is contrary to my word. Lord, I don't know the threat from the witchcraft world. He said, relax, we see that saith it, and it cometh to pass. When I have not commanded it, just ensure that you are in tune with him at normal times, at peaceful times, so that when times of crisis comes, he will recognize your voice. How many of you know that the challenges of life, they don't serve notice? No notice. Hello? When was the last time accident informed anybody that it may happen on the road? When was the last time a witch said they are coming to visit you in the night? Except maybe terrible, notorious witches. You just came out of the day, and all of a sudden you saw a joker standing and says he wants to kill himself, not you. And you tell him, it's yourself you want to kill, not me. Somebody say a loud amen. I told you some time ago, we landed in a country in Africa. And we received at the airport with a lot of celebration. They brought flower bouquet, brought things, and they received us, celebrated us, you know, very, very well. White, black, colored, all of them were together in a mix. After they had received us, entered the vehicle, drove from the airport. After about 30 minutes, we're in a holdup. And gunmen surrounded the vehicle. In a foreign country. Dr. Misenencha was with me in that thing. And what happened? No, before he came to the driver's side. Yes. He came to the driver's side. Touched the door with his gun, touched the door, and then went back like this. Huh? Another one went to the other side, and the driver hit him down from the other side. Hit him down from the other side. And then how the vehicle climbed the curb to the other side of the road. Only God knows. We, passing through the midst of them, went our way. When we arrived at the nearest police station, the police people said that this has been happening for the last 1 or 2 months. That they would trail people from the airport. people that they sense are important people, that they followed one to the hotel and killed him in the hotel. That they were telling us the seriousness of what happened at that time. But we're cool, calm, collected. Thank you, Jesus. Passing through the midst. If he doesn't recognize your voice, that's what I meant by saying the crisis doesn't. Did he have any notice? You just, and it's a foreign country. You don't know if the devil understands your prayer there. You will fulfill your days. You will fulfill your days. You will fulfill your days. Shout the loudest, amen. Lift up your hands and just give him the praise for the word you just heard. The word you just heard. The word you just heard. We'll be praying in 1 minute, but lift your hands and give him the praise. Father, we give you the praise. Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for this moment. Lift your hands in prayer. And you will say after me today, say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today at this place of prayer to let you know,
to let you know
that I honor you,
that I honor you,
I worship you,
I worship you,
I bring you thanks,
I bring you thanks.
I bring you praise,
I bring you praise,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I come before you today,
I come before you today,
to align,
to align
everything in my life,
everything in my life,
with your command,
with your command,
and control,
and control,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I have come before you,
I have come before you,
to establish,
to establish
your will,
your will,
your plan,
your plan,
in my life,
in my life,
and in my family,
and my family,
and destiny,
and destiny,
and in our church,
and in our church,
and in the church,
in the church,
and in Nigeria,
and in Nigeria,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I've come before you, Father, to access my inheritance in you, and to get from you the things that belong to me in you. I've come to you today to, for consecration, for correction, and for cleansing. Help me, Lord, to do the right thing, and to be the right person, and to fulfill your will at all times, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God right now. To do your will at all times. To fulfill your purpose at all times. To be everything you want me to be. Let the sea go. To do your will. To fulfill your purpose. To fulfill your purpose. To do your will. To do your will. To fulfill your purpose. For my life. For my destiny. I am available. I am available. To do your will. To fulfill your will. And your purpose. For my life. For my destiny. I am available. 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 Oh, say that. In the name of Jesus, we're going to ask Father and say, Father,
Father,
I've come before you,
to neutralize
and counteract
every enemy plan,
every enemy plot
for my life,
for my family,
for my destiny,
for the church of Jesus
in Nigeria,
for this church,
for Dynamis
Church,
for Nigeria,
our nation.
Father,
we neutralize,
we nullify
and counteract
every
agenda
of the enemy
for our nation.
Now,
open your mouth and pray.
We neutralize,
we counteract
the plan,
the plot,
the device
of the enemy
for our life,
for our life.
Jesus.
Finally, see after me, say, Father,
Father,
I am here for solution. Answers. Every area of my life where solution is needed, where answers are needed, I receive answers and solutions for my life, for my family, for my destiny, for the church, the body of Christ, for this church, for Dunamis, for our nation. We receive answers and solutions now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. I receive answers. Jesus, I call it done. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, thank you for this moment. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Thank you because you are God. Thank you because you are faithful. Thank you because there is not one God like you. Be glorified, Lord. Thank you for a day like this. Thank you for prayers answered. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap. Take your seat 1 minute. God has broken chains, brought people out of prisons, and I believe it's a new day for someone. There's someone that is here with a knee problem on the left knee that God has healed. Check that knee. You can't feel the pain. You quickly rush to the front. Left knee healed by the power of God. And then the right shoulder, someone healed by the power of God. The right shoulder just got free. Whether it was paralyzed or it's broken or whatever it is, God friend, let somebody's right ear blocked, can't hear. God has opened it right now. Very quickly do that. And somebody is healed of a lumbar region condition, whether it's lumbar spondylosis, lower back situation, pain and situation. The power of God has healed that back. Quickly step forward and let us see what happened to you. Very, very fast. Father, we give you the praise and the honor.
Omewoya, Jehovah Nisi, Omewoya, Alpha and Omega, Omewoya, Omereya, Nogeya. Omewoya, Jehovah Nisi, Omewoya, Alpha and Omega, Omewoya, Omereya, Nogeya. Omereya, Nogeya.
Jehovah Nisi, Omewoya, Alpha and Omega. Oh, my God.
Sir, you talked about knee injury right now. On Thursday evening, our staff fell in her toilet and injured the knee, dislocated. They padded it so much. She couldn't walk well. The pain was much, but right now, no more pain and she's walking well.
And this Friday.
This Thursday, yes, sir.
Can you lose it? Don't be afraid.
The pain has gone, sir.
If the pain has gone, then that thing has no business there.
Another one, sir.
Obu onye dikagi Chukwu di ebube Onye dikagi
Onye nenyendo Almighty God.
There is nobody like you. Except Obi Esike. Onye dikagi.
Move the leg now. Move it. Free. Move up there.
Woo. Unchangeable God, unchangeable God. Unchangeable God, unchangeable God. Unchangeable God. We are serving the unchangeable God. We are serving the unchangeable God.
What happened to her? The same left knee since January. Even yesterday, she went for physiotherapy. So much pain, she couldn't walk well. Now the pain has gone, and now she walks better.
It's well with you. How were you walking with before? Show us still how you were walking before. Like this. So can you remove the thing now and confirm that you are healed?
Every bondage around you, the way this is being loose now, every chain and every bondage around you is loose. Move there. Give the Lord a praise.
Oh, we are serving the unchangeable God. Unchangeable God.
You can walk back. Walk back, man. That's how I did the unchangeable. It's okay, you can come back now.
The right hand for 6 months now. She says she has not been able to move it well, even raise it up. The pain radiates down to the chest and the rest, but right now she can raise it, no more pain, and she's so excited.
Jesus, it is over. Because of time, we have so many other people, we might not take all of them. What happened to her?
Two years ago, she had an accident.
My eye, I cannot move this, I cannot run. But as you said it, when I pray, I get up, I started running.
As the word went forth, she ran out, and that leg is totally free. She couldn't run with that leg
forth. For 2 solid years.
2 years.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand.
Somebody's right breast has been healed. The fear of cancer disappears, and the pain there goes right now, and every growth there also disappears right now. I command that death spell to go from the right breast. The pain, the affliction, the sensation, and every fear that came with it goes back to hell. If you are the one, check it and come forward. Power of the Holy Ghost, be free. Yes.
For the past 1 year, she has been having a severe pain on her left knee. As the word, after she fell down, as the word went forth, she said, you mentioned that left knee condition, and now she's totally set free.
It's over forever.
Also, for the Jesus. Past 5 years, she couldn't lift up her right hand.
Five years.
5 years.
Father, thank you because it is done. What of the person with the ear that has the ear that is not hearing?
well or not hearing at all. If you are there with a right ear that cannot hear, if you are healed, you come out. If you are not yet healed, you still come out with it. Yes.
Sir, this is our sister Paulina. She had a teeth condition that got the cheek swollen up and affected the eye, the left eye. Couldn't see with that left eye, but at the instance of the word, she said she could now see.
I've for how long she couldn't see?
I didn't actually confirm the actual time.
Yeah. You see, they pay me, they crash, but it's only 2 years now.
2 years now, and yes. You are seeing clear now. You are seeing clear now. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Eye affliction that blinded the left eye for 2 years, and that eye is open and seeing now. Everything the devil closed in your life is open right now, in the name of Jesus.
This is our sister Rachel, diagnosed of kidney challenge for 2 years now. Says she couldn't lift up, she had been going for dialysis, she couldn't lift up the right hand. But at the instance of the word, and you said lift up, we should lift up our hands, she lifted up her hands, and the pain, associated pain, all gone.
Lift it up, ma. Father, give her brand new kidneys. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name.
Mr. Salas has had severe pain on the right knee for the past 3 years. Now he's totally healed.
Give the Lord the praise. This brother.
Well, she said she had an accident, and this is her first time here actually. Was invited this morning. Can't wear a dress by herself. Her husband does that for her and other domestic chores. But she said after that declaration, the pastor said, check yourselves. She checked and realized she can turn the hand to the back, lift up her hand.
And this is your first time
her very
here.
First time here, sir.
She's very eager to talk.
Yeah. A friend invited me here because I have issue with my second son for about 8 years. He said, Mommy, you can come to the church with your son's picture. And I'm here with my son's picture. It wasn't my issue that brought me here, but my son. But as the man of God was declaring, I felt healing at that part that was I was having pains before. You know, I came late because I came last. The man of God says is the right hand. You know, the devil is very corny. And I told myself, oh, it's not my right hand, it's my left hand. But I said, no, God has healed me.
Hand is hand, whether it was right or left, the most important thing is it was healed. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. You know, that is a sign to you. You came for your son. And your son is not here. You brought his picture. So God gave you this healing to give you a sign that that son is delivered. Whatever be the affliction of that boy, over forever in Jesus' name.
Interesting testimony, sir. He's had this arthritis of the left knee joint for several years. Other than that, he's a very healthy, mature man. I won't say old. Today, yeah, he said he couldn't play golf, and that's his major concern. He's not allowing him to play golf like he should. But it's it's far better, and I know that by time
the name of Jesus, I declare it permanently healed.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name,
amen.
It is healed.
Amen. Amen. He looks healed.
He looks healed. It looks healed. It's looking like it is healed.
I can play golf now.
I can, you can play golf, you see?
Yes. You can play golf now.
Jesus. Congratulations, sir.
Jesus.
Permanent. That is a generous movement.
General movement.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand.
General Kamal. match again. Same thing. Same left knee joint.
And it's
arthritis. Healed. Yes, sir.
Lift up your hands. Father, thank you. It is over forever. We have so many healings here right now, and your healings are permanent. In Jesus' precious name. Yes.
This was the issue with the ear. She had a growth inside the ear for I think about 2 years now, and she's already scheduled for operation. But at this service, it popped open. She can hear well, and she's believing God for that growth to disappear.
In which ear? Okay, close this one. Say Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I receive my healing. I am healed.
I didn't hear that.
Amen. Open! Jesus. Say amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Say amen. 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 Father, thank you because this is healed. Open! Jesus' name. Command that growth. Triumph. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Say it loud. Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. It dissolves and dematerializes permanently in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord the praise, and all of you right in the front here, celebrate your way back to your seat. Give the Lord a big celebration. And in all the locations, everywhere you are, let us know the testimonies that happened there, and you can send it to us. Celebrations. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. You are here this morning. You are saying, Pastor, I've seen the power of God. I've seen heard the word of God. I want to give my life to God. I am very far from God. I want to draw closer to God. I want to be saved. I want to be called a child of God. I want today to mark a turning point for me. Anywhere you are this morning, pray the prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever and backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. You pray that prayer anywhere you are. Can I see your hand? You pray the prayer of surrender to Jesus just now. Excellent. All right. Stand on your feet quickly and come forward and just let me pray for you. While they are coming, the communion stewards will also come forward and pick up the communions, unless with the speed of light pass it through the crowd. Quickly, those coming, I'll give you the count of 10. Quickly step forward and make your ways right with Jesus. 1.
Lord, I give you my heart.
2.
I give you my soul. I live for you, Lord. Every breath that I
3.
Take.
3.
Every moment I'm away. Lord, have your way.
4.
Receive the communion, just hold on to it one moment, and then prayer will be prayed on it before you take it. Now, those in the front, again, if you are right in the crowd and you need an addiction broken, smoking, drinking, gambling, prostitution, masturbation, lying, cheating, duping. A habit that has chained your life down. And you want that habit broken. Quickly stand from where you are and come forward and let us pray for you. You want a habit broken. Quickly, I'll give you the count of 7 as you come forward. Let's go.
I've got my mind 1 made up and I won't turn
2
back because I want to see my children someday. I've got my mind made up
3
and I won't turn back because I want to see my children someday.
4 7 and I will turn back because I want to see my Jesus someday. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. All of you in the front, place your right hand on your chest and pray after me and say, Lord Jesus, say it louder, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Jesus, no turning back. I think it's all right if that mother can sit close instead of dragging her all the way. Just to, because they will soon be moving in that direction. Say, Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I ask for your help and your mercy. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Deliver me, Lord, from the power of sin. And thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare your deliverance from that power of sin. A new day and a new season be released upon you. Go forth and break forth. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.